Hello. This week I'm going to wrap up the focus on IRS forms and publications. Hopefully I have directed you to some useful forms and publications so far, and I hope that ones that I list off today will be of use to you in the future. Thank you.
Welcome to Tax Justice Warriors, the podcast that celebrates the work of low-income taxpayer clinics, focuses on tax controversy work, and looks at related issues in tax news. I'm your host, William Schmidt, the director of the Low-Income Taxpayer Clinic at Kansas Legal Services.
This episode is part four of the IRS Forms and Publications series that I'm doing. It will be the final of the four parts, and I'm going to be listing off several IRS publications and forms. I don't want to just be doing a list. I hope to give a little bit of explanation about the various ones, but generally this episode will be a reference tool of several publications and forms that I have found useful, and that they are a great reference tool to find out more about a particular subject in tax, or to find out about the IRS take on what should be done in a particular tax area. To begin with, I am looking at IRS publications for businesses. Publication 334 is the Tax Guide for Small Business, or for Schedule C. Publication 535 is for business expenses, and Publication 583 for starting a business and keeping record. These various publications will help an individual to learn more about being self-employed, being an independent contractor, about running your own business, about keeping a Schedule C, starting a business, and keeping records. All of these pieces are quite useful for entrepreneurs. Now, if you're going in a different area of business, publications 541, partnerships, or publication 542, corporations, would help an individual learn about business entities and their tax implications. Quite a bit of information available there. Next, I'm going to turn to some basics with regard to filing status and exemptions. In publication 501 is exemptions, standard deduction, and filing information. Publication 504, divorced or separated individuals, focuses on filing status, exemptions, and alimony, and especially how these affect the interactions for divorced or separated individuals and child-related tax benefits. Next, moving to some of those child-related tax benefits, there is publication 503, Child and Dependent Care Expenses, and Publication 596, The Earned Income Credit. I wanted to focus on different areas of tax that you might be working with the military. So a great reference tool is Publication 3, The Armed Forces Tax Guide. If you are working on taxes related to farming communities, there is Publication 225, The Farmer's Tax Guide. If you are dealing with people who are in different status with immigration or moving in and out of the country, to begin with, there is Publication 519, The U.S. Tax Guide for Aliens, and Publication 54, The Tax Guide for U.S. Citizens and Resident Aliens Abroad. And another term is expatriates in dealing with these U.S. citizens abroad. If your client would have had a casualty, disaster, or theft loss, Publication 547 deals with that. And then there is Publication 584, The Casualty, Disaster, and Theft Loss Workbook for Personal Use Property. Next, going through some a variety of miscellaneous items on a tax return, Publication 502, Medical and Dental Expenses. This goes through a list of what is deductible and what is not with regard to medical and dental expenses. Publication 521, Moving Expenses, with regard to the various tests to prove on whether you can claim a moving expense for a tax year. Publication 523, Selling Your Home. So especially if you have business use of the home, looking at rental use of real estate, you can certainly look at Publication 523 if some of these other areas affect your selling your home. Publication 526, charitable contributions. Publication 529 lists miscellaneous deductions. If you live in a community property state, publication 555 is the publication that you would refer to. Publication 915 with regard to Social Security. Publication 970 lists education. So for all of the education credits with savings plans for education, work-related education, all of the various topics that relate to education are listed there. Publication 559 is survivors, executors, and administrators, and this is for decedents' estates. So if you are dealing with someone who has passed away, who has gone through probate, this would be a reference tool for you. There is publication 4924. This is a workshop guide for a study leader for prisoners who have recently been released and they are coming back into the workforce, needing to know about their taxes. This is one that I have modified to use with the homeless or veterans who have been out of the workforce or have kind of been off the grid for years and need some tax information. This is a good reference tool for them. And then a timely one, publication 5307 is a new publication regarding the recent tax reform. It is titled Tax Reform Basics for Individuals and Family. Now moving on to forms, form 5329 is for additional taxes on qualified plans, including IRAs and other tax-favored accounts. So regard to different retirement plans, different retirement accounts. Form 8863 is used with education credit. Form 8839 with the adoption credit. Form 5405 for the first-time homebuyer credit. And Form 8332 is the release or revocation of release of claim to exemption for child by custodial parent. Now, this is used by custodial parents, generally divorced parents, where one is allowing the other parent to claim the child for a dependency exemption or revoking that claim. Now, it applies to the child tax credit and the additional child tax credit along with the dependency exemption, but it does not apply to the entire group of child-related tax benefits, such as the earned income credit, the dependent care credit, or head of household filing status. Now, there are many forms and publications available on the IRS website. You can do a keyword search under all forms and publications, or just doing a general search on the IRS website, and you can turn up several useful tools on working on various tax issues. Hopefully this list of IRS forms and publications is useful to you and will be a good reference tool for you in the future. Thank you for tuning in. I've talked in the past about effectively representing your client before the IRS. This is a two-volume set from the American Bar Association. It is an effective tool, and as it says, it is a practical manual for the tax practitioner with sample correspondence and forms. This book is the two-volume set. The editor-in-chief is Keith Fogg. The deputy editors-in-chief are Christine Spidell and Patrick W. Thomas. Research editor is Derek B. Wagner. There is a whole host of contributors, a total of 30 chapters with this thick two-volume set, and I must admit I am the co-author of Chapter 5. It also has a DVD with video and audio content. It includes several recordings from past American Bar Association section of taxation meetings. I wanted to let you know about this useful tool because coming up on Monday, November 26, the American Bar Association is offering a Cyber Monday promotion of 40% off plus free shipping. So they have been promoting this sale through the week of November 19, but we wanted to let you know that it is available. So if you do not have this set, I highly encourage you to order a copy. I highly encourage you to purchase this and have it available. It is a very effective reference tool. Please seek that out. I do not think you'll be disappointed. All of us who are related to working on this project are very proud of it, and we hope that you make it part of your practice, that it helps you out, and you get to use it as a very effective reference tool. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Tax Justice Warriors. We have a Patreon page if you'd like to support this podcast. Providing monetary support for this podcast helps with expenses like equipment or travel to tax conferences. Supporting this podcast through Patreon comes with rewards, so check out our Patreon page. Please rate or review this podcast because positive reviews help get more people to know this podcast exists. The views expressed on this podcast are not official opinions of the IRS, the Low Income Taxpayer Clinic program, or the employers of the people who spoke on this program. Your tax situation is unique, so do not take the statements on this program as tax or legal advice. Consult with your own tax professional to provide you with specific advice on your situation. Tune in next time on Tax Justice Warriors for another interesting tax discussion.